Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be masculinity and alpha male energy. Well, I've got two guys that are struggling with their confidence. Obviously, one of them is struggling when he dates the kind of women he really likes. He's having a real hard time maintaining his confidence. And the second guy is having similar issues with his confidence, and both of them are basically, what can I do to stay in my masculinity, especially when they start feeling fear, as all of us are going to experience. And this is something that's really super important to understand if you, like most people who watch my videos, are interested in reaching your full potential in your personal and your professional life. You have to focus on the process. And this is something that all great coaches that coach in the NFL, NBA, other sports leagues that are at the top of their game focus on getting their players to do, which is living and operating in the present moment. In other words, losing yourself in the moment of the process of taking action. Because I'm sure everybody watching this has seen a game at some point in their life, a big championship game of some kind in any sport that's of interest to you or that you may have watched in the past. And then you see one of the star players gets a bad call or makes a bad play. And for the next two or three plays after that, their head's completely somewhere else. They're mad, they're upset, they're continuing to argue with the referee. They're really not in the game anymore. And instead of being an asset to their team, they've now become a liability. And as a coach, as a human being, as a man who is obviously concerned about being in your masculinity and exhibiting alpha male type energy, which you're going to have to in order to reach your full potential. And what's interesting, whenever I talk about alpha male, there's usually a few dudes that are bitching and going, oh, there's no such thing as an alpha male. There's this scientist and he studied wolves and he said there's no such thing as an alpha. Nah, 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 nah. Whenever I see these fucking beta males crying that there is no such thing as an alpha male, what that tells me is that person has not completely accepted responsibility for their own lives. Maybe they've accepted personal responsibility for their personal life, but when it comes to earning money in their professional life, they haven't embraced the concept of self-reliance. In other words, relying upon themselves. On some level, they're still depending on other people or circumstances outside of themselves as being the reason for where they are in life. It's not easy accepting personal responsibility and that everything that happens in your life is all your fault one way or another, whether it's your thoughts, your words, your deeds that manifested it in your life. If you're the type of person that wants to take control and you believe you have the ability to take control and shape your destiny, then this is the kind of video that you're going to get a lot out of, because we're going to talk about the process. That's the important thing in anything, whether it's with women or you're negotiating a sale or a killer deal with a client that you're trying to land, or you're negotiating for yourself when you're trying to get a job. If you take a step back and you look at the playing field and look at all the moving parts and all the things that need to happen in order for things to work out your way or the way you want it to, you're going to get overwhelmed by fear, especially if you're doing something you're not that good at. Obviously, in this case, one of these guys is like, he dates a 7 or 8 in his eyes, and he's pretty good. But when he gets around a 9 or a 10, it's really hard for him to stay in the present moment and not lose his shit. So, obviously, this is about how to be a 3% man and join the 3% club, which I'm going to have to take a quick sip here of delicious water. Ah, that's so good. So with that said, I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through these two emails. The emails are actually really short compared to most of the emails I do, because this really is a mindset issue. And if you understand the process and the concepts I'm going to share with you, this will help you in every area of your life. Whether maybe you're overwhelmed in college right now and you're just afraid and you're fearful that you're never going to graduate or a certain class is kicking your ass. Every man needs to get good at mastering his personal mindset, the thoughts that are running around in his mind when he's trying to do something or should be doing something and he's not. If you can master this concept, it's amazing what you can accomplish. Because it really is a process. Succeeding and accomplishing your grandest goals and dreams is a process. It's a process of action steps that you have to take. And as a human being, things are going to happen. Things are going to go sideways. Things aren't going to go well. That's going to cause you to take a step back and pause the actions that you're taking temporarily. And what happens? You tend to get filled with fear and you worry and you have doubt about yourself and what you're capable of. And when that moment happens, you're no longer taking action. You're no longer focused on the process. It's kind of like if you've ever done any rock climbing or you're in a very high area and they say don't look down, because you look down and you see the ground and like, oh my God, I could fall and I would die if I fell. That can overwhelm you emotionally. But what do they do? Where do you put your hands? Where do you put your feet? What are you looking to step to next? What are you looking to grab next? It brings you right back into the present moment, right back into things that are most important. Instead of looking at the ground going, oh my God, look how big and massive that is. Oh no. And then you become overwhelmed. But if you look at what you have to do next, where's your hand go next? Where's your left hand go? Where's your right hand go? Where's your left foot go? Where's your right foot go? What you'd be looking at? Focusing on the details that you must do right now. That's important. That's where the juice of life is anyways, because that's the beginning of how you lose yourself in the process of whatever it is that you're doing. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through the first guy's email. And the quote says, confidence comes from time, repetition, and self-mastery. Everyone starts out as a novice. Nobody is born or starts out as an expert. Anytime you step outside of your comfort zone to do or try things for the first time, or that you're not very good at, you're probably going to experience fear. What is fear really? Fear is worrying about the future and taking yourself out of living in the present moment. The solution to overwhelming fear is to focus on the process of what you must do right now to take action to move yourself closer to your grandest goals and dreams. This forces you back into living in the present moment so you can focus on what you must do instead of having downtime to worry about what may or may not happen in the future. Busying yourself with productive activities is always the solution to overwhelming fear and doubt, which results in a feeling of courage, confidence, and contentment. So super important. Busy yourself being productive. Just like you think about an NFL quarterback. He doesn't just drop back, look for an open guy and throw the ball. He's got a process he's going through. He's focused on his footwork, where his hands are, where his body is. He's going through his reads. His first read, is that receiver open? Nope. Second read, is that guy open? Nope. Third read, is that guy open? And so on and so forth. And this all happens within 2-3 seconds, and he has to decide to run, or he's going to get tackled. And he also has to know, where is he going to run to? Where are his open holes most likely to be in the line that he can run and get a positive yardage play? You got 2-3 seconds, and then you're gonna get clobbered from somebody probably where you don't see him coming, which we've all seen those kinds of plays before. But guys, think about his footwork, his hands, his body, how he's throwing the ball, what the defenders are doing, what coverage the defense is in, what it looks like the defenders might do, guys in the line, whatever it happens to be. So there's a lot of things going on, and you see the rookie quarterbacks come in the NFL, and there's so much happening, and everybody that plays at the NFL level is fast and is talented, and there's faster and more talented people that you're playing against in the NFL versus college, where you had a mixture of people. In the NFL, everybody is good, and you got to be fast on your feet, and mentally, you got to know what you're doing. You got to understand the process, and that's you kind of want to have that same analogy towards everything, even on a date. Because if you're a guy that's now starting to date women that you're not used to dating these quality of women, any fear, any limiting doubts, any worries that you have about yourself, any limiting beliefs, those things are really going to overwhelm you. And that's why when you look at taking this mindset and applying it to a date? Well, simple things like if you only talk to this girl once a week and you're setting a date, you had a good date last week and you're worried about what's going to happen next week. Well, just simple things like setting a definite date where you have a definite day, definite time, definite place to meet up or pick her up to go on a date. That builds confidence in you. It makes you feel content versus saying, hey, yeah, we'll get together Friday. I'll call you Friday afternoon and we'll nail down the details. Well, if you're in a fearful state because you've never been out with a girl that hot and you're thinking about now it's a Monday and you set a date but you didn't make definite plans with everything nailed down by being direct, decisive, and getting to the point, which is masculinity in the first place, you're going to be feeling some fear because you're going to be thinking, what if I call her Friday and she doesn't answer? What if I call her Friday and she forgot about me? What if I call her Friday and she made plans with somebody else? What if I call Friday and since she didn't hear from me, there was another guy that was more direct and more decisive and he made a date with her and she just figures when I do call, she'll blow me off. So that whole week, you're going to be in a state of fear and panic and you're going to be worried. And what does that typically cause you to do? Call more, text more, do more. Whereas if you'd have just handled it properly the first time you called her, you'd have been fine. Worrying about being on a date and going, what do I talk about? Oh my God, what do I do? Well, knowing exactly where you're going to go and where you're going to take her, where you're going to maybe meet for happy hour or take her for happy hour for drinks or appetizers, where you might go for dinner, where you might go after dinner, where you're going bowling, or you're going miniature golfing, or you're doing something on a lake or a picnic, or you're taking her to the gun range. All these things have to be, if you're taking her to the gun range, you got to have your range bag. You got to make sure you have plenty of loaded magazines in your range bag ready to go. Make sure you got a second set of ear pro and eye pro for your girl when you go to the gun range. These are all little things that you have to think of ahead of time. And then that way, if you've done all the little details, you just show up in the date and you take the girl through the process of being on the date. The more you can nail down all these little details, and again, these are all things I talk about in 3% Man, because if you know the fundamentals backwards and forwards and you read this 10 to 15 times, you know all those little steps, all those little things that you can take, because this book is designed to help keep you in a peaceful and relaxed state. And guys that don't read the book 10 to 15 times and that cherry pick, they don't know the fundamentals. And so there's so many unknowns rolling around their head, it takes them out of the present moment. And then when they're out of the present moment, it's kind of hard to have a conversation and listen to the girl because you're so freaked out about all these little details. But if you read the book 10 to 15 times and you know it so well you could teach a class on it, you're going to be able to sit back in your chair and relax and feel comfortable and content. It's the same thing with the stuff that I talk about in my second book, Mastering Yourself. What about in a job interview? How do you handle yourself in a job interview? How do you set yourself up to where you have multiple job interviews to go and you have multiple employers who want to hire you? These are all things I detail in my second book, Mastering Yourself. And you can read both these for free at understandingrelationships.com. All you can do is subscribe to the email newsletter. It's like everything that's in my books is designed to help keep you in a peaceful and relaxed state so you're going to do the best things moment by moment. But you got to participate in your own rescue. Just watching videos and kind of half-assing through the books, that's not the level of effort that somebody that, say, plays in the NFL would do. Because, you know, if you want to look at competition, there are guys out there that you could potentially be competing against that know the books backwards and forwards. And they're doing all the right things. And if you happen to be dating or trying to date a girl that another guy who studies my work is trying to date, and they're a better student because they actually took better instructions, that just knowing that those guys are out there, that can instill a little bit of fear. But if you're busy taking action, reading the books backwards and forwards in your free time, that's the kind of thing that helps you build confidence. Why? Because you're in the process. You're focused on the process. What do I need to do right now? Well, maybe it's just listening to the audiobook. Maybe it's going out and getting phone numbers. Maybe it's nailing all the details down for my date, dinner reservations, any babysitters involved if you got kids or she's got kids or whatever, and you got to schedule around those things. What are all the little details that I can take care of ahead of time so when I'm on the date, when I'm in that job interview, when I'm meeting with those investors trying to get them to invest in my company, whatever it happens to be, you can feel relaxed, you can feel peaceful because you focused on the process. Remember, as Dale Carnegie said, Inaction breeds fear and doubt. Taking action breeds confidence and courage. If you're focused on the process and taking action, that's going to make you feel content. That's going to make you feel courageous. And you're going to be busy taking action, so you're not going to really be able to worry about what may or may not happen in the future and what you're scared of or what you're afraid of. So let's go through the first guy's email. He says, Corey, I'm seeking to find a more confident masculine side of me, but struggling in finding it. Those two components are what I feel are the parts that have hindered me from really enjoying life both professionally and personally. Do you have some good advice or resources that helped you get to where you are at now? Well, obviously my two books, which I've mentioned. Also, you should have gone through Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And so when I see an email like this and you're worried and you're fearful, that tells me you're not stacking the deck in your favor. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you're applying for a job, if you've got several different companies that you're talking to potentially about going to work for, now you got choices. Makes you a little cockier, a little more confident, a little more inclined to speak up for yourself and what you want. And when you ask somebody for a certain salary and they tell you that, well, that's a little more than we're used to paying, or, you know, you can handle that better, like how I talk about answering and handling objections and mastering yourself. You have a good comeback for that. That makes you feel content. That makes you feel a little more confident. Again, these are things that you can do ahead of time. If you only got one company you're interviewing, or you only got one client that you're trying to land, only one prospect, you're going to tend to be a little more desperate. And you might try a little too hard with that prospect. Whereas if you got lots of prospects, things are a lot easier. Same thing with dating. If you've got dates set up with multiple different women over the course of a week, especially if you're really starting to learn this stuff and you're just a social person and you've got a lot of options, that builds your confidence. That makes you feel better. Also, reading the book. If you haven't read the book 10 to 15 times, you're going to be in a fearful state and you're not going to feel confident if you're going out with a 9 or a 10 for the first time. And that's just because you haven't done the work. Confidence comes from successful repetitions. If you lack confidence, it means you need more repetitions. It means you need to focus on the process. And that's the important thing. You got to do more work, dude. You got to practice more. You got to rehearse more. You got to spend more time reading the book. I mean, when I say 10 to 15 times, I mean it. I mean it. Guys that struggle, it's like I see this all the time in my phone session. Like, yeah, I didn't listen. Yeah, I've been following you for 3 years and I read the book twice. And it's like, and you wonder why you're struggling with this girl. You wonder why you're doing stupid things that are making you look less attractive. It's like, you got to participate in your own rescue. I know there's a bunch of dudes watching this right now that are rolling their eyes going, yep, I'm that guy. And then they'll be booking a phone session. They'll be going, yeah, I've been following you for 4 years and I read the book once. Like, I can only do so much, man. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So let's go to the second guy's email. He says, hey, Corey, thank you for work and dedication to it. It's helped me past words. I'm working on 3% for the fifth time this year, and I watch countless videos, cherry-pick stuff. You shouldn't be cherry-picking. The 3% club guys, they don't cherry-pick, my friend. Oh, that's so refreshing. Oh, water is just amazing. Cherry pick stuff and put the bones of what you teach to the test. My question is, I read the book, I watch the videos, and I hear what you say, and it's making a huge difference in my dating life. I'm getting confident in myself again. That's the important thing. I'm getting confident in myself again. That's the statement of a guy who's focused on the process of getting better. That's a good thing. I like to see that. And it shines through to people I'm interested in. Finally, with confidence getting my 7s and 8s, I still get nervous around 9s and 10s. Okay, so the 7s and 8s, he's dated enough of those. There's more of them out there versus the 9s and 10s, the unicorns, the girl you really like. The girl who's got an amazingly shaped body, who's got beautiful boobs, beautiful eyes, beautiful hair. She has a sweet voice. She's successful. She works out. She takes care of herself. She's got a rich life of family, friends. She loves her mom and dad. She comes from a good family, ideally. these are the kinds of things when you come across a woman like that, you're like, wow, when's the last time I met a girl like this that had this much in common with me? It's rare and it doesn't happen. And those you don't want to fuck up because they don't come along very often. And when you fuck up with one, you can't stop thinking about them for several weeks, sometimes months later, because they're so rare. He says, but I just need more time with that, meaning the nines or the tens. He says, I always make sure I get a kiss at the end of the date or during it, but I struggle with taking it further on the second or third date. Why? Why would you struggle? Because you don't have enough repetitions. That's the simple reason. And if you're still not sure of what to do on the second or the third date, it's the same process. Hang out, have fun, and hook up. Now, if you've been through the book 10 to 15 times, which obviously you're just now starting the fifth time, so you still haven't been through the book enough. I mean, that's the bottom line. And so, yeah, you're feeling fearful right now. That's kind of natural. You should be feeling afraid because you don't know the material because, as you put it, you've been cherry-picking probably way more than you should have. So it's like every waking moment you should be listening to the book. He says, I feel myself looking for approval, which isn't the right thing to do, but I feel when I take it to that level, I'm lacking something in myself. It's like a mind block or something. Well, that just comes because you haven't been out on enough second or third dates with the nines or the tens. It's the same process. And again, just like we've been talking about the whole video, what is the process of the date? What is the simple formula that a man is supposed to focus on? Hang out. In other words, arrange a date, a time, a place to meet, definite day, definite time. You got to know where you're going to take her. You got to think about the logistics of seduction. You know, you don't want to drive an hour away. You know, if you're relatively close to where you are and things are hot and heavy on the date, you're making out and you're all over each other, you can say, hey, you want to go back to my house and grab a drink? Want to go back to my house and open a bottle of wine or some champagne or whatever it happens to be? Or go back to my place for a nightcap? Want to go back to my place and take a swim in my pool? I mean, whatever it is that you're going to do later, you got to think about all these things ahead of time. And so if you thought about the logistics of sex and you thought about the process you're going to take this girl through on a date to have a good time, then it just is a matter of actually following your plan. Hang out, have fun when you're hanging out. How do you have fun when you're hanging out? Getting her to do 80, 90% of the talking, getting her to laugh, finding out about her, what she's all about, what she's into. This helps you remain kind of mysterious. And if she's interested, she'll start asking you questions and want to know about you, and that's what you want. You want mutual interest. And if you've done these little things ahead of time, you're going to feel a little bit more confident. But something going to help you mindset-wise when you're on the date is like, how would you treat this girl if you were already kind of bored with her, or if you were already like, yeah, I've seen a few red flags, and I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not as excited as I was initially at first. But, you know, maybe she'll win me over if we spend a little bit more time together. I'll just see what happens. How would you think? How would you be? How would you operate? What would the tone of your voice be? What would your physiology be? What would your body language be? What kinds of things would you talk about? What kind of eye contact would you be making if you weren't as into this girl as you actually are right now? Think about it from that perspective. What if you were on a, you know, imagine her as being one of these sevens or eights that you're on a date with. How would you be treating them versus how you catch yourself treating her while you're on this current date? These are things that you have to think of. And if you know the book backwards and forwards, you have to think about them less. But obviously, because you haven't been with enough nines and tens on dates, you're still going to worry. What are you afraid of? Fear that you're not enough. In other words, you don't got what it takes. Or fear that you won't be loved and accepted, obviously, by her. Worst thing you can do is take yourself out of the present moment, start talking too much, start acting weird, awkward, get in your head, look flustered, look irritated, instead of being calm and playful and humorous and like giving off the all is well vibe. That's what you want to do. So again, the only reason that you're thinking or seeking approval is because you're telling yourself you're not good enough. Well, how would you act if going out on women like this all the time was a normal thing to you? Imagine yourself and how you would act. Maybe even before you go on dates, you can close your eyes and kind of visualize. Okay, visualize yourself becoming overwhelmed with fear. Visualize yourself being fearful and running into an awkward moment where you can't think of something to say. What's the fallback? Okay, well, let me ask a question that she might enjoy answering. What would that be? What kind of question would I ask her about? Think about that, how you would refocus yourself. Think about those pressure points, how you'll handle it. You know, I often do that. I often visualize things, whether it's a meeting or a date or whatever it happens to be. I visualize and I think about things I would say if certain things come up, whether it's I know a lot about that person or it's a date, I know a lot about this particular girl. I come up with clever comebacks and things ahead of time in my head. Or if something happens that's kind of funny, then it'll trigger this little story and thing that I've kind of come up with ahead of time to drop in there. And it, you know, for her or that other person, it sounds like, wow, that guy's really, he thinks well on his feet. Sometimes I think of this shit ahead of time just because I know my own weaknesses and my own fears and my own doubts and my own blind spots. And so you can plan ahead for those things. Like I said, it's visual motor rehearsal. It's what all the astronauts did. If you ever watch the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds, those guys have these meetings before they do their flights, and the captain walks them through all of the moves. And you see the guys, they're sitting at the table, and they get their hands on the table like they're holding the joystick in their plane. And so they got their eyes closed, and they're moving the joystick like they would because they're just listening and focused on the cadence of their commanding officer as he calls these things out over the radio. That's how they do this amazing ballet in the sky. They're all doing everything that they planned ahead of time. Visual motor rehearsal is what they call it. And you can use this to help yourself when you're on a date. He says, but I feel when I take it to that level, I'm lacking something in myself. It's like a mind block or something. You just need more repetitions, dude, and to focus on the process like we've been talking about. Can you help me with some insight on getting over the second or third date hurdle? Well, the things I pointed out, I've already answered that question in the last few minutes, but if you just focus on the process, hang out, have fun, hook up, visualize, visual motor rehearsal, what are some topics you're going to probably think about ahead of time? If you're worried that you're going to run out of things to talk about, come up with a list in your mind mentally that you could potentially come up with things to ask her where you're not under pressure when you're at home and you're thinking about the date. You can be thinking about those things. What kind of subjects am I going to ask her about? What kinds of things do I want to know about her? And therefore, when you get challenged in those moments and the conversation doesn't flow as well, you can think back to that little mental list that you made earlier. Boom. And you just pull one of those out of your hat, and you're able to refocus the conversation where you want it to be. So that should help if you apply that stuff. You focus on the process, it will work for you, I promise. But you got to do your part. You got to read the book 10 to 15 times. That's when you don't really have to think about things and you won't be in your head. So if you're in a situation or a challenge and you'd like to get my help personally with it, go to my website, understandrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.